This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. A little bit later in the hour, we'll be talking about the president's plan to return to the moon. But first, it's Back to the Future. 2 decades ago, a Harvard pathologist described cancer as a wound that does not heal. Now, scientists have been able to use the tools of modern molecular biology to tease out the reasons why that is. A study out this week in the journal Public Library of Science Biology looks at different types of cancers and shows how they're genetically similar to the way our bodies heal wounds. What the scientists have found might lead to tests that predict how a cancer will progress and how a patient will do. Joining me now to talk about this research is the study's lead author, Howard Chang, is also a research fellow in the departments of dermatology and biochemistry at Stanford University School of Medicine in Stanford, California. He joins us today from the campus. So welcome to the program, Dr. Chang.
Thank you, Ira. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Okay, let's talk about, this is interesting, why is a cancer like a healing wound? Tell us how a wound heals. What's the process that goes on there and why a cancer might be like it?
Well, in the context of a wound, it starts, let's say, a cut on your finger. This starts an emergency repair response that allows the cells to break all their normal rules of behavior. So, for example, cells that are normally are not dividing and specialized are now able to grow very quickly. They're able to move across tissue planes, remodel the matrix around themselves, and bring in new blood vessels. So these are all processes that you can imagine. If a cancer cell can do the same things, it might create a situation where they're able to invade into tissues and spread from one part of the body to another.
Mm-hmm. And so there is this similarity between cancers and wound growth. So there's some sort of some sort of genetic mechanism behind them that might be similar then?
Right. That is the hypothesis, and also based on the data of a lot of work, including the work that you talked about, mm-hmm. By Harold Dvorak at Harvard Medical School.
And so if you look for genes in people who may be vulnerable because of the connection?
Right. So it is known, actually, that there are many chronic wound states or chronic inflammation that predisposes to cancer. For example, chronic gastritis or certain genetic blistering diseases predisposes patients to develop cancers of various types. So what we wanted to do is find out whether sporadic, very common cancers might also have a wound-like component in their development.
Mm-hmm. And so what did you do?
So what we did is we used a very simple Petri dish model of wound healing to find out what genes might be active. So what we did was we took cells and exposed them to serum, which is a component of clotted blood. Now, inside the body, the presence of clotted blood indicates something very specific, that is, blood vessels are broken. So in other words, there's some sort of a cut or a wound. We then use a device called a gene chip or DNA microarray to find out what genes might be active in this Petri dish model. What are the cells, how are they responding to the presence of this clotted blood? Mm-hmm. And once having found the set of genes, we then looked in the gene expression profiles of cancer samples and to ask if the same set of genes are also active.
And what did you find?
Well, so very interestingly, we found that indeed in several kinds of very common cancers, including breast cancer, lung cancer, and gastric cancer, there were a subset of samples that had a similar gene expression signature as this Petri dish model of wound healing. So those cancers we call wound-like. Now, when we look back at what happened to these patients over time, we found that the patients who had a wound-like cancer had a much worse outcome. So they were much more likely to have metastasis, the cancer going from one part of the body to another, and also more likely to unfortunately die from their disease. So this classification carries a potential prognostic implication. It predicts the outcome.
And so what can you do? How can you use this information clinically?
Well, right now, we're really missing the second part of the equation. That is, what we can do for patients with a wound-like cancer. But some of the approaches could be that if we collect more of these samples, we can look at the factors that are associated with the development of these kind of cancers or therapies that are known to associate with a better outcome. In their future, there are drugs that are coming out of the laboratories now that target different aspects of wound healing, such as drugs that block blood vessel growth or block the ability of cancer cells to degrade or change the matrix around themselves. So perhaps those drugs would be better suited to this kind of patients with cancers that resemble wounds.
1-800-989-8255 is our number. So this is could you do genetic engineering to, like, you know, redo the bad gene that might be, you know, put you at a higher risk?
Well, I think these are genes that we all have. I think we all have the capacity to heal from wounds. If we can tease out components that are specific to cancer or perhaps that are especially important in this process, maybe we could shut that down just temporarily to get rid of the cancer. But that is something that we don't have the capacity to do yet.
Mm-hmm. So this old idea really has new legs to it then.
We hope so. And we hope that by knowing the genes are involved and using this signature to look at human cancer samples, we can move forward to better match treatment to the disease.
Mm-hmm. So where do you go? Where do you go from here? What would you like to do next?
Well, one of the things we would like to do is develop a very simple antibody test to diagnose the wound-like features in cancer, because the gene chip technology is still not routinely used in hospitals. So Julie Snedden, a very talented graduate student in our lab, is working on developing such an antibody test, and it's our hope that if such a test would work, then perhaps in the near future it would be possible to look at all the cancers that are coming into hospitals and ask if such a feature were present.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for talking with us, Howard Chang, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Howard Chang is a research fellow in the Departments of Dermatology and Biochemistry at Stanford University School of Medicine in Stanford, California, and he joined us there from his campus